Okay, welcome back, Hour 3, and we're going to talk about something you hear often mentioned on this program and on the website. It is RNA drops. RNA drops. This is a very interesting product. I don't quite know what to make of it. We're watching, and back with us tonight to tell us more about it. And if you look at the site, by the way, you see some pretty interesting material from folks who have taken it. Well, here's one. Within days of taking RNA drops, I felt like I was in a parallel world. Colors became brighter. Energy was flowing through me. I felt connected to my true identity again. A few months later, chronic fatigue left me. For the first time in 3 years, I could eat dairy and processed food again without getting sick. That's quite a feat. And my ability to know outcomes replaced useless thinking, like I am tapped into a higher intelligence. This is from another person who has taken the RNA drops. Well, anyway, let's find out what's going on with all this. Dr. Carolyn Dean is back tonight. Carol, are you there, Carolyn?
Yes, Jeff. Thank you for having me back on.
Well, thank you for being here, and you didn't say aloha, but that's fine.
I'll save that till the end.
Okay. And I think you have somebody with you there.
Yes, Bob Neverett, my...
tech support. I'm tech support, Jeff.
Is he still running loose, Bob?
Yes, we cut back on his RNA drop, so I think he'll be under more control tonight.
He was fine last time. I mean, he just...
Okay.
He's quite the spokesman, quite the advocate, and when you hear in his voice, he's... Now, Bob did disclose his age last time. I can't remember. It was 106, Bob, was it?
No, 90. Come on now, Jim.
90, that's right. But you sound like 52-year-old man. I don't know the timbre, the pitch, the resonance in your voice. It's extraordinary, and I don't know how to explain that. A lot of older people get what's we call a kind of a papery voice. It lacks vitality.
Yeah.
Your voice resonates. It's rich. You sound like you could be working in radio, and in fact you are.
I do.
But yes. But seriously, is this something that's common with RNA drops, Bob? The other people you've talked to get a voice that it's a robust sounding life force that I'm hearing.
I just hear clear thinking. I want to say that whatever youth comes through my vibration, my voice, and my age all happened before RNA drops. I'm not saying that I live long because of RNA drops, so we should have that clear. It was the D-cell which did do something to Carol and I. I mean, I live with a child bride. Carol will say she's 63, but she looks like 21, and I think the D-cell actually did slow down our aging, and that was Jodan Sloan in Los Angeles 40 years ago.
Huh. Wow. No, Carolyn.
And it was then from the D-cell inspiration that over the years we always wanted to recreate the D-cell and, make it, what's the word, Bob, sustained?
To make it so that every time you produce the stuff, it would not have invariables or variables in
well,
there.
Well, you wanted a consistent formulation and a
that's
consistent performance.
Consistent.
Yeah, of course.
Jodan Sloan couldn't do that.
Right. So we reached that with creating the iCell, which is a published patent, and that's the basic ingredient of RNA drops. So we just call it a food. We give away free mini bottles for people to try.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people pay shipping and handling, and it is cold.
Well, as it should be. I mean, come on, you can give the product away, but you can't pay for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
That's silly.
Right.
All right.
So, yes, we just get people to try it, and then they make their own choice. We're not here to talk people into it.
The proof is in the pudding. It either does
exactly.
it or it doesn't. And,
Jeff, did you hear the cerebral palsy clip we sent you?
No, I don't think I did.
Well, it was sent to somebody, Matthew sent it, but the point is that we have a person, his name was Andrew, who a few weeks ago, 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, his father recommended that he give the RNA drops to a 7-year-old cerebral palsy son. And within a day or so, his one eye, crossed eye, cleared up. A day or so later, he was speaking in clear, full English sentences. and then he stopped spinning, and a couple other things. It just was so striking that the teachers called him and said, what's going on here? Now, this is incredible to have something like cerebral palsy, which has no known cure, to be affected by
RNA
drugs.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
Is what it is. It's a miraculous result of something that obviously did something for that young man. What now?
I have here some notes, Jeff. I just want to give you,
yeah.
We have the advantage of explaining a little better. It's also a little more complicated, but just for the record, we'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
Barley is the base ingredient of RNA drops, and
fine.
It's very rich in lysine. And during the processing, when we make the RNA drops, lysine becomes trimethylamine due to three methylation reactions on lysine's ammonium group. Methylated lysines are important in epigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
That's in brackets, environmental effects on genes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another sentence. The methylation of specific lysines of certain histones in a nucleosome alters the binding of the surrounding DNA to those histones because the positive charge of the methyl groups is larger than the hydrogen atoms they replace. This interaction, in turn, affects the expression of genes on that DNA. So, for those scientists out there, we have this statement for them to look at.
As an explanation for why we say that our RNA drops, we have R, capital R, small, and capital A. Our RNA drops affect our genetic RNA, which then has an action on DNA and perfect cells. So we see that it's being done by this activation of lysine into trimethylysine.
Very good. All right. Now let's go back for our newcomers here and explain how ancient the actual composition of RNA drops is. It's got some history to it.
Yes, Bob, do you want to tackle that?
Well, you mean talking about the term in the Bible called shewbread?
Yes,
that far
yes.
back?
That's what we were talking about that last time. Now, Bob, Bob's age, tell him what your real age is.
90 years old.
I just wanted to be sure people got that.
You see if I was the same guy from 5 minutes ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you'd have said you were 91, I would have been suspicious.
but all here's right. the thing, Carol. Let's just work this together.
Yeah.
The point is that we didn't make the RNA drops.
Mm-hmm.
Our source, what we call ion, told us how to make it. And ion said that this was the same substance that was in the manna that fell on the Jews when they were wandering the desert with Moses.
Okay.
And then they learned to preserve it, and they made something called shewbread, which, according to the Old Testament, was saved for the Ark of the Covenant and the altar. Nobody ate the shewbread. It was given to God. Even King David.
Just an offering. Okay, a sacred offering.
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh.
Right, and there's a story in the Bible where King David comes along, and he demands it, but they won't let even him have access to the shewbread. And that's spelled shewbread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, RNA drops has what we call the I cell. That's what's patented. There was the D cell, now we have the I cell. And the I is taken from the small I in ion. So the I cell is what we're patenting. And the I cell is what's in the manna and what's in the the flour, whatever, that makes the living bread, what
Got
they
it.
Called shewbread.
Right.
And also we're going to make very powerful water out of this that's on our agenda. So the RNA drops are the first hors d'oeuvre of what this is going to do.
Well, in and of themselves, you've got a full-time product there. I don't know why you need another
because
product.
Because it has the eye cell, which is the key thing, and that's what you can read about in our patent.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You can click on Carolyn's name and guests and go right to the website and read up, and you can get a free sample, which you hear often in the commercials here. We're very interested in this. Tell us what's happened vis-a-vis our customers since we last talked. What are the folks who've listened to you here had to say? I assume there have been some writing in or requesting the free sample and so forth. We got a great group here and they're,
Yes, lots of response, Jeff. And what we have actually is twice a week a health call. I'm on the call, and Virginia Gunther's on the call.
Uh-huh.
Virginia is a minister, Christian minister, and she has a lot to say about what she's learned in the process of understanding, kind of looking at the Bible from a different perspective. And one of the perspectives is this creation of the eye cell, the RNA drop. But we say it's part of a process, because I think ultimately what we're looking at is people developing themselves, not just physically, not just getting rid of ailments, but also getting bliss. Now, this is bizarre. Here I am, a medical doctor and a naturopathic doctor, and I never thought I'd be on a radio show talking about treatments to create bliss. But in my own experience, I see it. And the people that are phoning up, giving audio testimonials, writing in, giving testimonials, we have it happen every day. People can go to the website. You can go to Jeff's website. I think that the website we're using today is rnafreemini.com, and each of our RNA yes. websites has the testimonials, audio, and written. And Bob mentioned the one about the cerebral palsy, and he didn't go into all the details, but what we thought after we heard Andrew talk about his son, and where he said he and his wife were just in tears because this cerebral palsy autistic child was actually transforming before their eyes.
Well, I would be too. That's yeah. Being a parent, any parent out there would feel that way. That's overwhelming.
Right. And then we have someone who was it Candy? She had her list of things that happened. Day two, I felt more energy. Day three, a nodule on my finger from my writing pen fell off. Day four, and on, to where she was talking about just miraculous things and just getting more and more joyful as she was talking about it, but still in a very, very controlled, serious voice. And these are people that, they just try the drops. And I think the bottom line, Jeff, is they don't have any expectation. We actually ask people, don't go at this and think, oh, I want to fix this, I want to fix that. That alone is coming from what we call a less than state. If you feel you're already, under the gun and stressed out and it's impossible for you to recover, then you can't look at a treatment in the same way as if you just say to yourself, I'm where I am, I'm okay where I am, but I want to be better. And that allows an openness to an experience. A lot of people in the testimonials, you'll hear them say, well, I've been on it for a month or two and I didn't even realize that my arthritis cleared up. Myself, I didn't realize that a chronic little niggly wisdom tooth thing, I don't feel it anymore. Or our skin product, Renew, an area on my nose that I thought was going to turn into something horrible, was gone. And I didn't notice it from one day to the next that it disappeared.
Now, these are testimonials.
Correct.
Okay. Here, what you said is interesting, though. Not to front-load yourself, so to speak, going into any kind of a new health supplemental food product like this. Don't go in with expectations. Don't say, okay, well, as you said, my arthritis in my shoulder is going to go away. I'm hoping it will. I'm expecting it to. Just take the products and see what happens. That's what you're saying.
Yes, and I guess that's why we give away the free mini. It gives people a month to try it. You just take a couple of drops once or twice a day and see what happens in your world.
Yeah, Jeff, we find that we're supposedly making new cells, and they have perfect bonds within the chromosomes. These are words from Ion. So when you have new cells, you don't know what is going to be fixed or corrected or what sensations you're going to get first. So the body will decide what the old cells, how they'll be removed, and what part of your body will be removed from. We don't know how they're removed. We have someone whose blood turned black, and the doctor saw that. But we told the person not to panic, because these kind of strange reactions happens when the old cells are being removed and your body is acquiring the new cells.
Talk about a Herxheimer's. That's pretty graphic. Black blood. Jeez.
And that person, they were seriously handicapped and depressed for years, and within 3 days, their chronic headache went away, and they felt better, and then a few weeks later, they had the black blood. Now, another person had yellow fingernails for a week or so. So you might get some strange bodily manifestation, but we tell people it's just the old stuff moving out, and you don't know what your new cells, where they're going to show up first, what's going to appear, something totally improved you didn't expect.
I understand. It's very interesting. Okay. Now, did we do a commercial break?
No.
All right, we better do that. I'm so interested, it just slipped away. Oh, we'll do a little break here, come right back with Bob and Carolyn. RNA drops. You've heard the commercials here, and you've seen them on the website. Free samples. All I have to do is pay for the postage, not much. And tell them where to go get it again, Carolyn, please.
Yes, it's rnafreemini.com.
Pretty easy. rnafreemini.com. Now we have
Jeff, you seem to like the testimonial, so I just threw together some sentences. Back and neck pain has disappeared after 4 months on RNA. Another one. I had a dog bite on my lip. A plastic surgeon said I needed $5,000 cosmetic surgery.
Wow.
After Renew for less than a month, did she say?
Uh-huh.
I no longer need cosmetic surgery. He tried to talk me into Botox, but I'm going to stay with the Renew.
and the bite cavity grew back.
It filled in. The skin healed over and filled
in. It's amazing how the body can granulate its way back to what it was sometimes. I knew once a friend who, as a child, the lower lip was actually torn off by a dog and swallowed, and they got the piece back out and put it back on. And it took and recovered, and the person was able to live a normal life. And you just said that, and it just made me think of that. That's a horrible. Facial bites are just gruesome.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Whatever
and
dog
I think
would have done that, that dog needs to be, I'm afraid, seriously quarantined
down.
Or put down. That's not right.
Right. And what we're talking about with the RNA is a way of getting the right building blocks to create the cells that will get back to our perfect blueprint.
The body wants to do it.
It does. And that's why you just allow this to work. Another woman who had her second child, she said she got a little blue after her second child, but the RNA drops brought back the joy and happiness that she didn't realize that she had lost. I thought that was amazing.
Well, that's, of course, as we know, a massive hormonal journey to conceive, be pregnant, and deliver a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of it can be awful. The endocrine system can just absolutely destroy people's lives if it isn't controlled, balanced through good nutrition, and so forth. And all
to
the
this,
different
Jeff.
Glands are crucially interactive. Go ahead.
Listen to this. A lot. We did get a lot of callers and takers from your show, and I noticed a pattern. A lot of them reported increased sexual arousal.
From Jeff's show?
Yeah, from Jeff's show. And for some reason, you unleash these women are running around very aroused. But here's the good one from
today. I hope this doesn't happen in public.
Why not?
They
Why
call
not?
In about it. They do seem to be reaching out for something. Here's one from Matthew.
Wait a minute. We have to take a break here again because we went so long last time. So hold on to that.
Okay.
Yeah, are you telling me that people, women actually from this audience, reported that as a response?
Yep.
Yeah, I was just over at a conference in San Diego, and I met people who came up to visit with me who were on the RNA drops, and these people just glow. It's like
you're saying that they were all in heat?
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-oh. All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we better take a break here. All right. That's a strange one, but RNA Drops. We'll be right back with Carolyn and Bob. Okay, I'm back with Dr. Carolyn Dean and Bob Neverett, and we're talking about RNA drops. All right, Robert, you have some more testimonials and comments.
Yes, just today this came in. Matthew Hurtado, saw this guy, Eddie, on a Facebook a few weeks ago, who was too sick to work because it was cancer, and he was asking for some financial help from his friend. So Matthew said, I did not tell Eddie what RNA drops are, but I'll get his address and send him a mini bottle. So he did that. A few weeks later, Eddie told Matthew that he really enjoyed the drops and was using them. He also mentioned that the doctor said his blood counts were looking so much better. Then, a couple months later, Eddie posted this. This is what he said today. I have been fighting cancer, and Matthew David Hurtado sent me some of his RNA drops, and it has helped me with feeling a lot better. Give it a try. It is an amazing.
Well, we're not going to use the C word except cancer, but not the four-letter word, C-U-R-E.
Yeah. That's illegal. We can't possibly cure anything.
No,
that's true.
Not a chance. But if he feels better, more power to him.
Yes, a flight attendant who's been a flight attendant for, I think, 30 years, sometimes awake 22 hours a day, she found shortly after starting her RNA drops that she had no more jet lag. And she said she's
pretty wild.
Glowing and flying around the world. She's having such a great time. She, all her days off, she goes flying to, you know, all over the world on her free mileage because she doesn't get jet lag. So why not?
All right, what's the daily dosage again, the regimen?
Well, we start off slow, just one drop a day for a day or two, and then one drop twice a day, and you just increase it even week by week. A person can be on two drops a day for a week and then go to four drops a day. There's no maximum. I mean, Bob brags about taking 200 drops a day, but that's the Rebob bottle.
Bob's a junkie.
He's a junkie. Yeah. But I think the daily dose is something like 10 drops twice a day, even 5 drops twice a day. Everybody is different and individual. We have people who say after taking just 2 drops, they start experiencing shifts. And we like people to be intuitive about this whole business, like intuitively say, wow, that sounds neat. I think I'll try it. And intuitively say, okay, I'm going to take 2 drops a day for a while, and then, yeah, I'm ready to go up a couple drops. You know, we try not to act like we know more than you do about yourself and your body. We want you to participate. Some people will give it to their friends and relatives. There's one case, Roseanne, she said her mother and father were experiencing health challenges, and Roseanne had incredible experiences on her RNA drops. Her mother was having seizures, which could last 10 hours at a time. So we told her actually to start on Realign, which is our kind of companion product within our RNA drops. Realign has a couple of amino acids, methionine and taurine, and some B-complex, methylated B vitamins.
Right.
And her mother, she says here, once we started the Realign, now she only has a seizure once every 3 or 4 weeks instead of every day.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
She'll take it. Boy, shoot, that's a happy story right there.
Oh, yeah. And other people, softer skin, harder nails, more energy, no pain, no leg pain or lactic acid burn on long hikes. Greg, who hosts one of our radio shows, he talked about skiing with his 15-year-old son and getting no side effects. His son was the one who had to call to an end in the day because he was tired, and his old dad was still going strong on his RNA drops. one couple, she used to drink 3-4 cups of coffee a day. Now it's only once a week. She just doesn't feel she's addicted to it anymore. And her boyfriend stopped drinking 6 and 7 beer a day, down to 1 or 2 a day. And his athlete's foot of 12 years has cleared up after 1 month on the Renew cream. It goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Another story with our teeth and gums, we feel like we've had a hygienist clean them every day, and our gums have become so healthy.
Interesting. Fascinating.
It's
well, that
yeah.
is, that's got to be just, again, a very joyful position to be in for both of you. All right, let's go back to the beginning, and we got a break coming up here in a minute, but I do want to talk about this ion situation and how you came across this. You mentioned the D cell and now the I cell, but how it came to be and
yes,
I guess
it's a great story. We'll try to give you the
Cold Notes
version.
That's okay.
But what I'll say is every genius discovery comes from an intuitive, psychic, or dream-induced source, and it's our own information that we open ourselves to.
All right. And where is it made, Carolyn?
In a secret laboratory.
That one, huh?
Give that out to you.
Our distribution is out of, where's our distribution?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
So it's made off-planet, that's what you're telling me.
Yes.
That's right.
Very good.
Our everybody who's involved with it takes the RNA drops, so we have blissful customer service.
Glowing blissful customer service. Very good. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back. Bob, who is an astounding 90 and doesn't sound even half that. All right, let's talk about the origins. And I got to tell you the truth, I still don't know quite who Ion is, but it doesn't matter.
Okay, it goes like this, Jeff. Businessman in Georgia became our friend 8 years ago. We call him JW. And in 2008, he started being able to walk out of his living room door or window and go to another world. So he didn't want to tell anybody this, but he knew we were familiar with mediums and that kind of stuff, so he eventually confided in us. So that was interesting. He'd report how he could step into other worlds. Then a few months later, he started telling me that all these ghosts were gathering around him in his home, and he said he could talk to them. Then one night, or the next day, actually, of a night, he says, do you know a Dr. Peter Beter, Bob? And I said, yeah, he's an old friend of mine. He said, well, Dr. Beter came to me last night, and JW didn't know him.
Dr. Beter has passed on, yes.
Yes, he died in the middle of a gold deal I was doing, and that was March 14th, 1987. He's a legend among longtime listeners of our kind of material, your kind of research.
Oh, I know of him, yes.
Yes, and he was a friend of mine, but anyways, JW didn't know Dr. Beter, and Dr. Beter, as a ghost, comes to JW to say hi to Bob. So JW tells me this the next day. So I had this idea that Michael Blake Reed, who channeled the Evergreens with 6,500 and 7,000 entities, did that for 30 years and had stopped in 2004, because I talked to Dr. Beter through the Evergreens, I decided these ghosts that had come to gather around JW were the Evergreens come back. It was a preposterous notion, but anyways, on March 18th, 2009, I asked JW if he would be quiet and Carolyn just to listen in, and it said, let's be quiet for 30 seconds, and I'm going to try to talk to these ghosts. And I did. And then JW's voice, it was his voice, started to talk back to me, but it quickly started saying things that JW would never say. It actually got into the Resolute desk in the White House, which turned out to be quite symbolic of a lot of stuff I learned over the next 6 months. The point is, after an hour and a half to 2 hours, JW came out of the altered state, and he said, let's do that again. And I said, why? He said, it felt like a constant orgasm. And that's over 4 years ago, or 3.5 years ago, and I have done over 6,000 hours with JW, all for free.
Wow. Wow. All right.
So Ion came through, or came around JW. Ion can affect computers. There's all kinds of great phenomena that justifies why Ion says JW is not a medium, he's a large, meaning he allows himself for this new development in the, in the psychic plane and the astral plane. It's a totally new phenomenon. Ion says that they are the structure of the guff. The guff is the Jewish word for heaven, where the souls go. And Ion is not a collection of entities or souls. It is the structure of heaven itself. Now, how's that for a preposterous statement?
Well, I'm listening.
And so Ion proceeded to tell us, eventually, after we got through a lot of ideas and sort of getting oriented to really what Ion's philosophy was, Ion started telling Carolyn about how to treat all kinds of diseases. And one of the first things they started to talk about was improving the D-cell, and that's how we got the I-cell, and that led to the RNA drops.
All right, very good. I got it. So 6,000 hours?
Yes, I've done 6,000 hours because I know Michael Blake Reed, when he channeled the Evergreens, he'd only go an hour. Dave Worster of Cosmic Awareness would only go only 40 minutes. I understood people would only go a certain amount because the myth was, you know, you're using up all this energy or damage the physical frame. I think Edgar Cayce didn't go very far, didn't go very long. But we go up to 10 hours or more with Ion in one stretch. So it's been 3.5 years. And we've had clients and long radio shows and extra telephone conferences. It's added up to over 6,000 hours now.
That's extraordinary. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And a lot of it is that anybody can go to Ion at howionic.com. Howionic.com. Hours of content. You can hear Ion
what
talk about everything.
Howionic.com?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very cute, actually. We spell Ion, small I, capital O, capital N.
For the iPhone generation.
That's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. No, very good. I like that.
Ion is all about us taking our own power, not feeling less than. We go through the Book of Revelation, 65 hours of exegesis on the Book of Revelation to show that you and I, and even Bob, we're all gods. We don't have to listen to anyone else.
And we have 144,000 double helixes that are lying latent, and the I-cell will help retrieve those. That's probably what they call the junk DNA.
Well, they do call it a large percentage of it, too.
Yeah,
you know, when medicine can't figure out what something is, it does completely ignore it. I mean, I've been putting up with that for my 33 years in medicine.
Yeah. I just ran a story about that the other day. See if I can find it here. That was interesting. DNA.
You're looking for the story?
Yeah. Because I just ran it.
We're with you, Jeff.
I just ran that story. Where is it?
No dead air, Jeff. No dead air.
No.
That's what Ion says a lot.
That's right. Here
when we're on the radio.
I knew
it
was a large
percentage. Yeah, we'll get so blissed out or so freaked out where, you know, our mouths are agape and there's a lot of dead air.
No, there's no such thing as dead air. Remember, it's like looking at space and saying it's empty. All right.
Yes.
Mm. Now,
Ion says there's more more non-physical than you ever have, and the space within your cells, if you just took the matter that your cells apparently are made up of, and then compared to non-physical, the matter that you're made up of would be the size of a sugar cube compared to the huge universe of non-physical you have in yourself. And if you took everybody on the planet, Ion says, the collection of their material
and made them all into sugar cubes, all right?
Yeah, they become one or two sugar cubes, and the rest, what he calls non-physical, is the space between the electrons and neutrons and protons. Yeah. That's where your power is.
And what we've done is relegate ourselves to the size and the influence of a sugar cube, whereas we could be so much huger. And that's part of what the secret is that never did come out in that movie, that you are a god. This information comes to you. Ion keeps saying he or it is not giving us this information. He's kind of taking it from our own minds that we come up with it. We're responsible for it, and we take ownership of it.
And it's not an abstract god. It is your physical body with its full potential with 144,000 double helixes. That's what being a god is.
So
you could eat Jupiter.
Doesn't sound real.
So we're willing to say this outrageous stuff, and you know, we don't care if people think it's crazy and don't want to buy our RNA drops.
That's what's special about you two. You're not hustling or pushing in any way.
No.
Very passive about it, as it should be. 97% of our DNA has a higher purpose and is not junk, as labeled by scientists. This was a good article in the Waking Times. Is 97% of the DNA is tossed away as being junk. In other words, that's absurd. It's a reflection of how absolutely stupid people are.
They do the same thing with RNA, Jeff, where they call it non-coding RNA, as if it doesn't matter because it doesn't do its job. But it's
clueless.
The same with non-coding RNA, and that's what we feel that we're working with our RNA drops. We're getting this non-coding RNA and putting it to work properly. And we didn't talk much about the chromosome 14 because most of this activity occurs through chromosome 14, which is the only chromosome one of the chromosomes that can either form a circle or a cross. And one of these times we should have Virginia Gunther on with us, who's our biblical scholar, because she was totally blown away when she found out that chromosome 14 actually represented the cross in the Bible. Right, Bob?
The Christian cross. When the chromosome 14, the arms close, there's no more double helices, no more replication.
Of the extra helices.
Right. But when the circle opens to two arms like a cross, then you have endless replication and new cells created. And you understand the effect the RNA drops if you just remember that you're dealing with perfect cells. So why shouldn't lumps on people's fingers from writing in that fall off?
It's
all the old dead cells. They're gone. They're replaced with new cells.
Well, agreed. Makes perfect sense to me. Okay, let's tell them how to get a free sample again of RNA drops.
Yes. All you do is go to rnafreemini.com and sign up. You'll get your free mini, and also you'll start getting email alerts when I do a free health call. Mondays and Wednesdays, what time, Bob?
1 p.m. our time, so 4 p.m.
Pacific
time.
And people will get the phone number because we just want to talk.
About this.
Very good. Very good. All right, you two, keep right on glowing, and thanks for being here. It's always fun to talk to you. This is an important issue. One more time, Carolyn, tell them how to get the free sample.
rnafreemini.com. And don't you see how blissed out Jeff sounds just talking to us? I think that's pretty inspirational.
Floating along in a cloud.
Ask your staff where that RNA bottle is. We sent you one.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Thank you for that, too, by the way. I appreciate it. All right. We'll talk soon again. You be well. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks,
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
And that's our program. That's our week. Thank you for being here all week. Gee, Monday will be October. And that means Halloween month. Don't forget about Brad and Jeff's annual Halloween Ghost Story and Halloween Splash Art Contest. It's underway right now. Brad and I will be doing three programs next month, including Halloween Eve. So hope you'll be with us then, and lots of really special guests coming your way. So have a good weekend. Talk soon.